I am a 37-year-old mother of two who has fallen in love with a 25-year-old. In 3 years, we have cried together, lived together, and lost a child together. But I know we can never be together. Our sex is the best ever, and he adores me. Recently, he was approached by a family who only wants him to treat their daughter right, and they have offered more material things than I can give him. We agreed to play along and see how it goes. Well, now they're engaged. He says there's no sexual connection between them, and I believe him. The problem is that I can't let him go because he's better than my husband. I am not sexually attracted to my husband, and the sex does nothing for me. 25-year-old makes me feel like silk. And when I am with him, nothing matters. I know if he marries her, he'll never leave me alone, but my heart is selfish and doesn't want to share help. And doesn't want to share, period. Help! Okay, that's how it should go. I really can't believe that this is a brand new year and this is our first strawberry letter. I mean, didn't you learn anything from the last year of letters? Nothing, nothing. Just went in one ear out the other, huh? Well, I got to ask you, you know, what are you doing? How have you lived with this man and you're married? I don't get it. You got pregnant to this man. You're just out there reckless with it. Where is your husband in all of this? And why are you giving him material things? And you want to know why he's staying with you? That's why. Because of the sex, because of the material stuff you're giving him. And because you say nothing matters. You don't care about anything. Yourself, your husband, your kids, your marriage, nothing. And if you think he's being truthful about sleeping with his fiance, he's not. And you're not very smart. I just say you need to put your husband right now out of his misery.
I'm 37-year-old mother of two, has fallen in love with a 25-year-old. In 3 years, we have cried together, lived together, and lost a child together. Yeah, so ain't nothing good happened out of this.
Uh-uh.
Y'all have had 3 years of crying, living, and child loss. Sorry about your loss. I don't know what that is, but sorry about that. But, you know, you wrote it in there. But I know we can never be together. Our sex is the best ever, and he adores me. Recently, now hit a part. Recently, he was approached by a family who only wants him to treat their daughter right and have offered more material things than I can give him. Okay, he gone. Do you hear me? They've offered him more material things than I... Okay, he gone. He 25. That's called a meal ticket. He gone. Now, we agreed to play along to see how it goes. Did y'all really? Y'all agreed to go along with it to see how it goes. Well, now they're engaged. So obviously it went along really well. The 25-year-old boy saw the meal ticket. He done took it. He says there's no sexual connection between them, and I believe him. Okay, you stupid.
Yeah.
You stupid. They screwing for dollars. You don't understand how good this is. Hell, if it ain't good, at least we rode over here to find out it wasn't good in a nice car. You understand what I'm saying? He is screwing for dollars, and I believe him. The problem is that I can't let him go because he's better than my husband. I am not sexually attracted to my husband, and the sex does nothing for me. I'd like to enlighten you a little bit on something, too. The sex you're giving your husband probably ain't doing a damn thing for him either.
Come on here.
So, you know, it's amazing how he don't do nothing for me. You probably ain't doing nothing for him either, okay? So stop thinking you passing out something that's just like the Hope Diamond or something. Because if it was, how come the 25-year-old ain't with you? See, everybody's sex amazing to you. Maybe yours ain't that good to somebody else. You ever thought about that? The 25-year-old makes me feel like silk. And when I'm with him, nothing matters. I ain't never felt like silk before.
Silk? What is that?
I've been in a marriage. I've actually felt like buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Yeah. More. But not silk.
Okay. How does buttermilk?
I know if he marries her, he'll never leave me alone. But my heart is selfish and don't want to share. You sharing now.
Yeah.
He already with her. You're sharing now. He's engaged and he gonna marry this girl. You're sharing now. You're being shared. You're being split by two men. And guess what? Your husband is sharing. He may not know it, but see, everybody in this letter is sharing. The new girl that's getting engaged, she's sharing. Y'all just passing stuff out. Y'all, all y'all are just a big old box of chitlets. You just sharing chitlets. You just shake a little bit out in your hand. Chitlets. Y'all sex is just chitlets. Little chunky, chewy chunks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.